So this stuff's getting off. This stuff's ridiculous. It's becoming ridiculous. You see what happened in the movies when they started persecuting the ones with special powers. There were certain people. Okay, some people had a... There was a movie where the guy could teleport and he found other people could teleport and all that. And so the ones who could teleport became an enemy of the state. And you see something else on the Flash series, they talk about a variant. The variants were under attack. Now, you find out in the Flash... I mean, not the Flash series. What was it? The Loki series. The Loki series, the variants were under attack. But the reality is, the variants saw through the game, and they were being persecuted by the dictator. But the variant was the good guy. And all the people who were persecuting the variant, they also were variants, and they were brainwashed, and they wiped their mind about... He changed the timeline, so the variants that were persecuting the variants, they didn't know they were variants before. And so she was able to open their mind. And so you see what's happening here, don't you? They're telling you in the series, even the Flash series has some data points, but they tell you in all the movies, all the TV shows, they're telling you what's going on. If you want me to make it as clear as all get out, I'll be glad to. So the vaccine, the people who get the vaccine, those are the ones getting sick. But the people who are not getting the vaccine, I actually see it in the real world. They're not getting sick. The people who get the vaccine, they get COVID. So what's happening? Here's what's happening. So the vaccine is attacking your immune system so you can't fight it off. And why do they want to boost? Because your body has figured out how to fight against the vaccine, so they want to boost it. And so you can see what's happening. It's obvious what's happening. And so the pharmaceutical companies, or pharmacy or pharmakia, are the witchcraft. They're making money. See, the economy was crashing and they knew it. They knew the economy was crashing. So they had to reboot it. Every 7 to 10 years, they have to reboot the economy because it's a debt money system. And a debt money system's a lie. And it's based on lies. So they're rebooting everything. In order to reboot everything, they had to tell a bigger lie, and 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 a bigger lie. So where does it all go back to? Well, it goes back to the book of Daniel. So they're lying about... There's many times in history where it's been revealed that the vaccine makes people sick, and then they come up with some solution to solve it. But it never solves it. The human body heals itself. If you get the right nutrients, your thymus, your beta cells, your T cells, and all that attack. And there's a combination. Anything that comes from the earth, there's a combination in your body that figures out how to come up with a combination to fight it. So they got to shut down your ability to fight it so that you get sick and think you need a booster and all that, and you take antibiotics, or what do they give you? Or just sleep and rest. They don't even treat you. They just tell you to isolate yourself. So that tells you your body's healing itself. So they want to give you another boost to make you sick again. And they want to blame it on the non-vax, and the non-vax people are not getting sick. I'm actually watching it in the real world, for real. So what's it go back to? It goes back to the book of Daniel. The 10 toes, the iron and the clay can't mix. The iron and the clay can't mix. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to mix the iron and the clay. So you had the king, you had the Babylonian Empire, you had the Persian Empire, you had the Mede Empire, the Medes and the Persians, you had the Greek Empire, and you had the Roman Empire. And so the Roman Empire is still here, but it's split up. And so it's like 10 different toes. And they're trying to mix the iron and the clay. But the iron and the clay won't mix. And so what does that mean? So in order to bring that world empire, that last empire, they've figured out that it has to be an AI flesh mind program. And this is where the Borg comes from. This is all prophesied in the movies. The Machine Man, Tony Stark, he was a machine man. Doctor Who fights the machine men. Terminator was a machine man. You see the Matrix, the Machine Man was trying to fight. But Neo overcame, and everybody who fights the Machine Man overcomes because the iron and the clay don't mix, because you're a clay body, right? Water and clay. And the iron and the clay cannot mix. You see Elon Musk trying to mix the iron. What's a computer? Iron. What's the vaccine? It's got stuff in it, iron and stuff in it. It's the iron and the clay battle that's happening now. And it happened in Genesis 3. The iron and the clay was represented in types and shadows. In Genesis 3, of the AI flesh mind trying to mix with the spirit mind. So the flesh creatures want to mix with the spirit creatures who are in Christ. The works-based creatures want to mix with the faith-alone creatures. And it just can't happen. It's not going to happen, people. And so you see the fractal. The Bible makes it clear what has been shall be, what shall be has been. My point is, so if it already has been, it goes back to Genesis 3, and you know what's happening. They're trying to tie into your consciousness as a saved person, and this is what this is no different. They're just doing it on a bigger scale. This is no different than the dream catchers. The demonic realm is trying to tie in to your consciousness if you're saved, and trying to experience God through your consciousness. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the flesh creatures who are going down, they don't know how to build something that sustains, and they don't know how to sacrifice. They don't know how to die daily and take up their cross. They can't do that because they're the flesh creatures. They only are selfish. They're not going to sacrifice for any cause unless they're getting something out of it, you know? So the AI flesh mind wants to usurp the spirit mind. Eve, Adam, Cain, Abel, Jezebel, Elijah. The flesh mind's always trying to usurp, but the flesh mind has figured out, just like Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner, the flesh creature always destroys themselves. And so Wile E. Coyote's trying to be like the Roadrunner, but what does he do? He uses Acme tools, A-C-M-E, me, A-C sine wave. Antichrist is A-C. So the Roadrunner, the Wile E. Coyote, wiles of the devil, is trying to use Acme tools to try to overtake the spirit creature, which they can't do it because we walk by faith. We got the Holy Spirit. They walk by sight, and they're nothing but flesh creatures. And so what's happening here is the flesh creature is trying to come up with a worldwide Roman Empire with the 10 toes. You see it in the book of Daniel, the image that Daniel saw. It was a statue of a man. You had Babylon, you had the Medes and the Persians, you had the Greece, you had the Romans, and now you had the 10 toes, where they're trying to bring all the Roman empires together because it split up, and they're trying to rule this whole world with the clay and the iron because they know they can't beat them, and the only way they're going to try to beat them is with an AI computer and an AI God, or the little G, not a big G, the AI God that they worship, which is represents the AI is the flesh mind, the app. So Eve ate the apple, right? So everybody's eating the app. Everybody has an app. They believe the app's going to save them. Instead of Jesus, they believe the app's going to save them. So the AI flesh mind is what? The energy of the flesh. What did Eve do? She ate the apple. She received the wrong spirit. So the same spirit that's in these witches and warlocks who use these dream catchers, it's the same thing. So what's the dream catcher trying to do? They're trying to get power. The witches hate men. They hate the paternal. And so they're trying to usurp the paternal. Why? Because they want power. But they don't understand it's not by flesh energy. It's by spirit. It's not by power. It's not by might, but by my spirit. But they're trying to bring power. This is why This is why when you see a Jezebel, she has a hive underneath her. What do you call it? The flying monkeys. She has some flying monkeys. You saw this in The Wicked Witch of the West. She had these flying monkeys, and all her flying monkeys prop her up to worship her. But she always falls, just like Jezebel fell, just like all the flesh creatures fell, all the flesh tools, just like Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote always fails against Roadrunner. So all these creatures, you see it in the Doctor Who series, the Machine Man failed. The master tried to create a master race. He failed. Doctor Who beat him. Doctor Who has two hearts, and so the second heart means the born-again heart. So how do you beat them? You already know what they're going to do before they do it because it's already written. You see it in Revelation. You see it in Daniel. You see it in Genesis 3. You know your old Adam is the old flesh mind. Your new Adam is the spirit mind. It's Christ in you. It's Christ alone. It's not the energy of the flesh. So how do you beat them? You walk by faith, just like you're saved by faith. And what else? You don't get bitter. You don't get in unforgiveness. And you don't get mad because the devil's doing a multi-layer chess game. The human people are trying to get power, but the devil's trying to make you bitter, to give you a root of bitterness. So you don't fight against them in the energy of the flesh tools. You fight in the spirit tools. You fast. You pray. If you really want to heal yourself, do some fasting and cut back sugar. They are poisoning you with everything under the sun. I didn't know it until I went to the doctor and they said your sugar is way high, that's why you had this pain or whatever. And so I said, oh, okay, so I gotta have some longevity by cutting, in order to have some longevity I gotta cut out some sugar, some carbs. I'm not 100% keto because I do eat a little bit of carbs, but I do fast every day, 12-hour fast, and I can see a big difference. But if I keep my carbs under 50 grams 25 grams a meal or 50 grams a day, I feel better. I feel good. I feel 10 years younger. But as soon as I eat more than 50 grams of carbs, I feel bad. So that tells me what's happening is your body is balancing itself. So what I started doing is taking some cinnamon, some turmeric, and all this. But if there's a study on cinnamon that says it will balance, it will drop your sugar. It will also balance your, just Google it. You can find this. It'll balance your body's ability to balance the insulin and the glucagon. And also take some MCT powder, MCT oil. What you want to do is be under glucagon and not under sugar all the time. Insulin. You want to get the glucagon kicking in. And the way to do it is fasting. And so they're not going to tell you this, but the Bible's clear. There's many people who fasted. And I knew somebody who was like 85. He was outside cutting down trees. And I looked at him. I said, how do you have this much strength? He says, I fast every day. He said, I fast on Mondays and Fridays. Well, if you do a 12-hour fast, you're not really missing any meals. He was fasting on Mondays and Fridays, and he was 85 outside cutting down trees with a handsaw. Not a chainsaw, a handsaw. Anyway, long story short, he was a believer too, by the way. But long story short, what I'm trying to show you is the AI flesh mind is trying to usurp the spirit mind, and they know they can't, so what they're trying to do is they're trying to yoke up with you, and just goes back to Israel when the Gentile nations went into the temple and took the Ark of the Covenant, and they took it back to their camp, and it destroyed them. Why? Because you can't have the Holy Spirit. You can't have the power of God in the energy of flesh. It will just kill you. And so they're trying to mix the AI flesh mind of Cain with Abel, and they're trying to get the power that Abel had, which is by faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, the blood sacrifice. So Abel brought a blood sacrifice. Cain brought his own works. So they're trying to usurp the spirit mind because they hate that it's a sacrificial redemptive system. They want socialism. It's all tied together. You listen to what I'm saying. Play this over 10 times. Socialism wants to deny the cross. It's a sacrificial redemptive system. And socialism hates that. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to work. You can see they're lazy. They're always lazy. The flesh creature is always lazy and selfish and want their own way. But you can see them a mile away if you look at the data points and the archetypes and what they say, their words reveal, and you can actually see it in their names. The script is written. Their names reveal it. God knew their heart before the foundation of the world. So they reveal what they are. Anybody can be saved, but they probably have to change their name or go by their different, if they have a middle name, go by a different name. But a lot of times a person can get saved, but they're going to have to change their identity because their identity is with Wile E. Coyote instead of Roadrunner. And so what's happening here is, to make a long story short, when Eve ate the apple, the app, that represents the devil. The devil is nothing but a sine wave AI program. When the devil fell, he left the spirit realm and he went into the AI machine realm. And this is why the apps go back to Apple, eating the apple. This is why Android is a machine, an android. Void, O-I-D is void, voodoo, void, Genesis chapter 1, the earth was void. It goes back to voodoo. It goes back to no identity. So the devil lost his identity. The demons lost their identity. Eve ate the app, the apple, the app, the fruit of the tree of good and evil or whatever, life and death, good and evil. She didn't get the life and death, but she ate the good and evil tree. And so she ate the app. And she thought she'd be wise. Yes, she got some knowledge. And so now he says, be as wise as serpent, but gentle as doves. We know how evil these people can be because we used to be them till we got saved. And so you don't hate the person. You don't hate the people. You don't hate anybody, even though they're sold their soul to the devil. Some of them are just controlled by the devil, but some of them are doing it on purpose. So they're all trying to usurp God's spirit. And their only answer is to get even the Christians tied in to the AI machine, the AI machine man. And they think that if they do that, they can experience heaven on earth. But you're not going to experience heaven on earth because down here is the sine wave, the cycle, the sin wave. The birthing. Eve dropped us down into the sin wave, the sine wave, because she dropped us down into time. Time means befallen. So Eve represents the flesh side. Now, so Eve can get saved just like Adam can. And the born again Eve, she can walk in the spirit. But the type and shadows are clear that Eve was the type of the flesh side of Adam. And so she's the weaker vessel. So the flesh is the weaker vessel compared to the spirit. So my point is, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, even though the saved people are in clay vessels, they have the earnest of the spirit, so they have the power. It doesn't matter if it's a man or woman in the spirit realm, the woman is equal to the man. But down here in the natural, she's to submit to the head of the house. Why? Because Jesus is head of the body. You have a head and you have a body. So the types and shadows, the archetypes, the types, shadows, and anti-types very clearly show that what's happening here is, just like Tony Stark, just like Terminator, the AI gods are trying to mesh with the clay creatures, and it just can't happen. The demonic realm is trying to possess a human that's lost, and they're going to try to use the AI machine to connect to the saved people so they can experience God or the Holy Spirit. But the iron and the clay don't mix. My data points are iron and clay won't mix. AI machine man is always trying to take out the clay in all the movies and all the series. Genesis 3, the guys who had the gifts to jump and teleport, they tried to take them out. And not only did they try to take them out, they tried to get those gifts from them. So they're trying to steal your gifts. They're trying to steal your power. They're trying to steal your inheritance. They're trying to steal everything that you have from God, because they have nothing, because they're bankrupt and they're void and they have no identity and they can't stop sinning. That's why they keep going around the mountain over and over, been doing the same stuff over and over, because they're insane. You keep doing the same stuff over and over, you're insane, right? This, if it's detrimental, you're insane. And so the AI algorithm, Bitcoin and all the financial algorithms, they're part of this system. So what's happening is the 10 toes, we're in the last kingdom, and the last kingdom is trying to overtake the whole world. And it's just not going to happen. And you're seeing it in the movies. You're seeing it in the Age of Ultron. You're seeing it in all the superhero movies. You see it with the Eternals. There's certain people who've been deceived and fight against the truth. And actually, with the movies, they're doing a reverse psyop on you. They're making what looks good wrong and what looks wrong right. And they did it on that Eternals movie. And so they're trying to make God look like the bad guy, because God is using this earth. If you watch the Eternals movie, God is using this earth to birth in other saints. And God is going to renovate. He's going to destroy this earth, and he's going to bring in a new heaven, a new earth. It's not going to be like it was before. And all the flesh creatures like Elon Musk and all these, they know they got to go to somewhere else, like Mars or whatever, to escape God's wrath and God's judgment, because the wrath of God is on the way. And so it's going to happen where God destroys those who would destroy the earth, because they want to stop the birthing process, but at the same time, they want to use it, the demons want to use it to tie the AI machine into the saved mind so they can experience the Holy Spirit again. The demons want to possess a human who's lost, use the AI to tie into the mind of the saved. And what's going to happen is, once they do, the gospel, even if some people get tied in and they're preaching the gospel, they're going to cut their head off. They're going to cut their hand off, because you're going to, no matter if you go deep down in a metaverse, in a little cube, and you're floating, like there was a movie about people floating around space in a spaceship, getting fat and lazy and just working on computers. And even if they put you in a pod and put you in a metaverse, you're still going to be preaching Jesus. But don't take the mark of the beast. And the devil really does, he's experimenting right now. He don't know how to do it until God seals. There's going to be a rapture. God is going to seal his saints, the two witnesses, the 144,000. And the people who get saved during tribulation, they're going to cut their head off. And that's why the movies say, off with their head, off with their head. Because they don't want the head of the body, which is Jesus. They want to be the head, but they know that if one person's the head who's still an unsaved person, they're going to be a dictator. So they're trying to get everybody, the whole body, tied into the hive, and then they're going to say peace, peace, but then sudden destruction. So they're trying to use the spirit of man instead of they're trying to get you to yoke up with them. So you see, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And that's not just in Genesis, it's not just in the nation of Israel, it's not just in the church age, but it's also in the AI program that they're trying to tie into your brain waves and your brain. Don't yoke up with them. This is deep. I didn't really explain it as well as I wanted to, but you get the gist of it. The gist of it is the AI flesh mind is an algorithm. It is a repeat. It is the sin way without the spirit. But the sine wave, even though you're saved, you might mess up, but you rise back up. Though the righteous man falls seven times, he gets back up. My point is, they don't have that. They don't have the ability to restore. They don't have the ability to rise up, because they don't have the Holy Spirit. And they want your power. They want your inheritance. They want your gifts. They want your mind. But they can't do it because of sin. This is wild to be able to see it. And the 10 toes, the clay and the iron won't mix. And so they're wasting their time. They are Wile E. Coyote. And you're looking at them in day-to-day activity. You're just face-to-face with Wile E. Coyote. And he's trying to use Acme tools. And he keeps failing. And he says, help. He keeps destroying his own self. It's sad. These people are sad.